This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Girl, what the fuck?
What the fuck is going on? Like,
girl, what the fuck?
Like, I really don't know.
Girl, what the fuck? You're tuned into the Girl, What the Fuck podcast, but I'm really trying to figure out what the fuck is going on and how to navigate this bullshit that we call life.
What's up, y'all? You tuned in to another episode of the Girl, What the Fuck podcast,
where we trying to figure out
what the fuck is really going on. Y'all, we've been gone for a minute. It's been like a month.
It's been a month?
Well, since we did like a full episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, It's a lot has happened since then. We're in a new space. We're trying out something new. Hopefully, we like it. And if we
it's
a nice little space. It's far as fuck, but
it's nice.
Hopefully, this goes well today. We got a few things to shoot, and then we'll see if this is going to be our new home for a while. But anyways, what the fuck's been going on with you, Simone? You the new co-host of the Girl What the Fuck podcast. Officially, how do you feel?
I feel great. I feel like 2025, like, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. I'm here. I'm blessed. And yeah, I just, you know.
You just excited?
I'm excited. I'm excited to be the new co-host, the new face, you know.
That's what's up,
girl. We've been friends since second grade, so it's just like,
yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's been a very long time. I don't even know how we even became friends in second grade. We were just
soccer. Remember?
No.
What? For real?
Tell the story.
I think we was playing soccer and I was just like, do you want to be my friend?
That's usually how it goes when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I do remember because we had on the green uniforms. Yeah.
And then we just became friends.
And then our mamas was friends. And then
we just like went to every school together.
Except for high school. Yeah.
But yeah. Like we literally lived together for 4 years every year. That's so funny. But yeah, people be like, don't room with your best friend. I'm like, we're not those type of best friends. Like we best friends, but like we like so much alike, but so much
different.
I
think it's because we're two different air signs too.
I never knew that we were both air signs, mm-hmm. but it makes sense. You're Aquarius, I'm a Libra, so yeah.
Yeah, girl. I'm very excited for the year. I'm very excited for the show. Really, y'all, if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the Girl What the Fuck podcast on whatever the fuck you listen to this shit on, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the like button right now so you can stay tuned in. So, girl, what the fuck?
On the Girl What the Fuck podcast,
we talk about what the fuck is going on in the world. And y'all, it is the 12th day?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna see this on the 17th day, but the 12th day of 2025. And so much shit has happened so far.
Already.
So, and I'm just gonna go through a list at this point because it's been so much stuff happening, y'all.
Especially in Detroit. Like, what the fuck is going on? The ashes was crazy.
Let's start there. That ain't even on the list, but let's start there. Okay, so for y'all who don't know, I did make a short about this video, but if you haven't, go ahead and watch that right now. But literally, this girl went to this party, right? And she was trying to get on live. She got on live, put her phone on some container. She didn't know what it was. Obviously, they're drunk in this house party. Somebody came up to her like, you need to move your fucking phone. Like, Apparently, it was the container for her daddy ashes. Got the girl jumped.
Jumped.
at the New Year's Eve party in somebody's house. So the girl was mad, like, oh, hell no, like, you ain't about to fucking jump me, and I ain't had my people there.
Exactly.
So what she do? What she do, Simone?
She came back. As the fuck I would, too. Like, she came back with all her peoples and got her lick back.
Yeah, she literally
and took the ashes.
She literally came in there and had her brothers take the ashes to the daddy and her jumped. Now, what her dumb ass did was
recorded.
She was on live the whole time. So they got the evidence of that. So now she in jail. So I ain't gonna lie, free her, because she ain't doing nothing wrong, in my opinion. Like, I would did the same shit, because why the fuck did you jump me?
Yeah. You're not about to jump me and think I'm not coming back.
It's a house party. Move your daddy ashes. Why is your daddy ashes there?
Why is your daddy ashes in here? Like, right. Girl, I'm trying to have a good time.
It's right, we party. I'm on live. I'm on live, like, showing everybody I'm having a good time. And here you go, Debbie Downer. Oh, my daddy ashes. Girl, move them. Like, I mean, what
if
the fuck?
If you having a house party, let me just let you know. If you having a house party and you got ashes in that motherfucker, move the motherfucking ashes. For real. Like, I don't even got time to guess, think. What? I don't even
you
care.
You got ghosts in your house? Like, is it a ghost here?
Like, that is crazy.
That nigga probably haunting that house and everything. I'm straight. All right. Back to the list. So, anyways, New Year's Eve, people got attacked and killed in New Orleans. That shit was insane. Crazy. Like, what the fuck was even that? The whole California is on fire. What the fuck is even that?
Cali too,
bro. And that shit is still on fire. And even with it being on fire, people are looting and breaking down businesses and stuff. It's just crazy. A bunch of states down south got hit with a snowstorm. They don't even know what to do with that. A whole state
of
emergency.
My sister live in Atlanta, and they was over there skiing and shit. I'm like, low-key, I'm not going to lie. I lived in Atlanta for 3 years. Never seen that type of snow. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get it. They over there eat. Did y'all see they was eating the snow? Mm-hmm. They made it into
They was making snowmen and shit.
Yeah.
They season the damn snow and eat it like it was a wing.
Like icy.
A wing?
They put flavors on the snow. Shit. I'm not eating no damn snow.
Absolutely not. They, like, I work with people down in Tennessee, and they was like, yeah, we declared a state of emergency, so we not even going to work. And I don't got all-wheel drive on my car, da-da-da-da.
No,
like,
for real. Robin, well, my sister, she told me that everything was closed. And then the day after the snowstorm, nobody even came out. Like, she works at a restaurant, and it was empty. She was calling me all day, like, I'm bored.
It's really because them southern states don't prepare for that shit. Like,
yeah.
But none of their infrastructure.
My cousin power went out.
Yeah,
honestly, though, we weren't prepared for that shit. Like, it's snow up here. There was no salt, no plow trucks, nothing.
That's because them niggas lazy.
My thing is, are y'all hiring in Michigan? Because y'all need to put out the job posting or whatever, because it's no way that it should start snowing and there's no salt on the ground. Like, y'all acting like we from down south. Like, we true to
and
this, not new to this.
People was acting like they never drove in snow. Like, I was so irritated. I had to go to work. I'm like, get the fuck out the way. Like, seriously, if you acting like you cannot drive, just stay in the house. Like, for real. Like,
and also, get y'all some new tires. I don't know who needs to hear that. Get some new tires. Get some today. Use your tax money. I know you got it.
Damn, they ain't got the tax money yet.
Okay, well, you about to get it.
File them.
Spend that on Don Julio.
All right, next. Donald Trump wants to change the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
He hates Hispanics. I was about to say something so bold. But he really does. Like, he hate anybody who's not fucking American. Like, something is really wrong.
Bro, that man... How does that even work? How do you change the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America? How does that, if you know how that works, comment down below. I don't know how that works. Can somebody please explain that to me? I don't know. He also wants to invade Panama and Canada to get the land back. I don't know. Greenland, what the hell? Can we just sit down? Okay. I don't want no smoke with none of these people. Also, you know how with Donald Trump trying to cut everything that's like with the tariff taxes and all that, you know, we get our power from Canada. DTE, we get our power from Canada. The Canadian, I forgot, what is it? The prime minister? The prime minister was like, yeah, y'all hit them taxes. We cutting that power off over there. So I don't know what y'all about to do. So we going to see what happened January 19th. So I don't know if he going to cut it off right then and there, but he said he cutting the power off. He hit them taxes with us. So
I did not know that we got our power from them, but
yeah.
That man, who y'all voted for him? That was y'all. So
And that's y'all president.
Yeah, that's y'all president. Just like that's y'all cousin. That's y'all president.
Another thing that's crazy, a large underwater volcano under the state of Oregon is set to erupt this year. I don't know what the damage is going to be, but everybody in Oregon, you should probably start moving. Pack your shit.
I love you want to go to see it in person.
What? I ain't gonna lie. I kind of do too. You're like
you know how people like on the news they be going, they be watching the tornado is live. Like, you know, like then they be running. Like, I want to do that. Like,
so you said it's an underground.
It's an underground volcano.
Volcano.
Like, you know how it be underwater sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hmm.
I want to be like close, but not that close.
Like
where I could die.
You
know,
see it.
I just want to like video record it and then just like.
Oh my God, y'all. It's a tornado. It's a volcano. Look at the lava.
I've never seen lava in person.
I ain't trying to see no damn lava. I look at it on. Oh, and then the last thing, TikTok man. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna crash out.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm gonna crash out once that app stopped working. Now, Donald Trump said he was trying to get the app to not. You know, get banned.
But Donald Trump hates China.
The thing about it is,
he was not going to ever do that. He just wanted the votes. He was not going to do that.
So the thing about it is, he wants to like have TikTok stay, but the Supreme Court is like, no. But he gets inaugurated the day after the TikTok ban, so they're trying to like extend everything out.
I thought that he was going to jail.
No, they didn't give him no jail time. They ended up. What did he get?
So, I understand properly, like, he got sentenced, but he doesn't actually have to go to jail.
Yeah. He basically on house arrest.
Like, yeah, it's some type of, like,
president. So, our president is on house arrest. My president is black. My Lambo is blue.
This shit is ghetto
that
over
is
here in America.
Crazy.
Ghetto as fuck over here in America, y'all. I don't know what the hell we got going on over here. If you watching this from overseas, because I know I got a couple people from London that be watching this, y'all, please pray for us.
I want to come to London. Can you like
beans and toast.
Buy our plane ticket so we could come?
You know, if you tell your friend to tell a friend about this show, and then maybe we can have a live show one day. Yeah. I'm manifesting it for one of these days to come forward. So yeah.
So some topics for today.
So for this episode, I wanted to like have the viewers start to get to know us since we are. Coming together as co-hosts, and I want them to like get to know our personalities and get to know how, you know, we do things. So I have a few questions for both of us, and I'll start, and we'll kind of just piggyback off of each other.
Okay.
All right. If you had to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Oh my God. I feel like outgoing. Spontaneous as fuck. And
pretty much.
Probably outgoing, spontaneous, and quiet.
All right.
You was nowhere near fucking quiet, bro.
Not quiet, quiet. I was just trying to like make y'all laugh. But probably
I would say a hard worker.
You think hard worker? I was about to say mean.
You mean?
Everybody at my job say I'm mean.
So. I feel like you on business. You a
very
manager.
Dedicated. I'm gonna say dedicated.
Yeah, I mean, like you work. You work dedicated. All the time. Like you work. Yeah. So like you keep you a job. Like sure. Yeah.
What about you?
I would say calm, fun, and. Funny.
Calm.
I'm a very calm person. I am. I'm very calm. Like, compared to your ass, I'm very calm.
Okay. Okay. Right. I like that.
Not how I used to be, though. Obviously, back in the day. Yeah. But I'm a calm person now. I'm very calm.
And
I'm funny.
Yeah, you are funny.
Now, how would your ex describe you in three words?
Ooh, crazy. Fucking. He'll probably be like, wasn't shit. And a liar.
Would you agree with him?
No. Like, I feel like I'm the shit. I'm not a liar. And what was the first one I said?
I'm not crazy.
Oh, I am crazy. Yeah, I am crazy.
My ex would be like my first love.
Period. Love that for you. Which ex all we talking about,
love,
though?
And all my niggas love me.
Which ex we talking about?
Shit, all of them. All of them. They still love me. They'll never forget this.
Literally.
$1 million say.
Literally. I feel like as air signs, we just like put that stamp on it. Like, you get what I'm saying?
$1 million pussy.
You're never gonna get another me ever again. Ever in life.
You know.
My ex probably gonna watch this and be like, she talking about me. Which one?
My ex gonna watch this like, yeah, you're right, Asia. Still stalking you to this day.
For sure.
All right. Which one of your questions?
Okay, let me see. Have you ever done anything out of jealousy?
Out of jealousy? I don't think I have. Like, I'm not out of jealousy. No, I don't really get jealous of people like that. Like,
I don't get jealous. I get even. So
yeah, pretty much. Like,
I don't. Yeah. Can't no bitch make me jealous. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Like,
yeah, I'm about to just shit on you even harder. Like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't get jealous. Okay. What were you like as a kid, and how have you changed?
I feel like as a kid, I was kind of more like quiet. Y'all think so? Yeah, I was a little bit more quiet when I was a kid. I was very like kind of awkward. I was nerdy. But like now, like I got into myself and it's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll beat you up. Like, no, just like I would not.
She probably will.
No, I just don't care. Like, I feel like I've gotten more into myself, get to know myself, where it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like as a kid, I was thinking too hard or something. And then my mama was just mean as fuck. So it was just like, you know, but yeah. What about you?
As a kid, I was kind of like very mean. And
it was not mean.
I think I was a mean person back then. Now I'm pretty nice, but I feel like I was pretty mean.
Asia was mean?
Asia was a fucking bully.
I was. This girl wrote a book about me and everything. One of my friend cousins, we used to like fuck with her a lot. And she said I was a bully towards her. And she wrote a book about me.
Well, I can see bully.
I was mean. Like, way back in the day.
But Asia, you wasn't really, I don't know, because probably because we was friends. But like.
Yeah. I don't know. That was back then. Well, that was like middle school. In high school, I kind of got better because I wasn't really a bully in high school. But I was still mean towards people. Yeah. But now, like, it's just like, okay, I'm just cool. Like, I'm cool on shit. I don't even got to be mean about shit.
Middle school was very, like, cliquey, I feel like. Like, it was like, this is our group of friends, and we don't really want to talk to this group of friends, but it's cool if we do. But, like, I kind of only really talked to my group.
I don't know. People said I was pretty mean back then. I could see how I was mean, and I was probably a little crazier. But I was, like, still that bitch back then, too. So, and Jere, you knew us since then, so what do you think?
I feel okay. So elementary school, I was quiet. Let me rephrase that. Elementary school, I was quiet. Middle school, I got out of my box. So you could go ahead now.
Asia and Simone both showed up in sixth grade, and I vividly remember it because it was either Asia's way or the highway. It's like she just came in, just like, yeah, nah, this is what we doing. It's like, damn, who the fuck is this nigga? Like,
literally. Literally. Like, Asia had a boyfriend. Asia was that bitch. I was like, okay, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my best friend. I'm just
She was bullying niggas. Well, everybody was picking on everybody, if we're being completely honest. Like,
yeah. But, like, the thing about the school we had went to, Burton. The thing about Burton was, like, everybody was fucking with each other. But, like, at the end of the day, everybody was still cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
It wasn't really no bad blood, for real.
But like, we was cliquey. I'm not going to lie. It was like, this is our clique. This is who we hang with. This is who we fuck with. This is who we have our sleepovers with. And then it was like, you know what I mean? Like,
I think it was only one person who did not fuck with us after that, at the Burton.
Hey, but you got to get back on us.
Damn, conceited. I mean, y'all are definitely different now. You're a lot more
outgoing.
Yeah, than you were back in middle school. And age is like the complete opposite. So yeah, y'all damn near just like flip flopped, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I will say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was way quieter back then. I was chill.
Yeah, we should be having some fun though. What's the next question?
Oh, okay. So, I like this one. What's the biggest red flag you've ignored in a relationship?
Hanging around a bunch of cheaters.
Not exactly what you're talking about.
Birds of a feather do flock together. They for everybody who's watching, if you have, or if you're dealing with somebody who you know all of their friends is cheaters.
I actually told her because I was messing with his friend and he was a whole cheater. Cleaned up his house and found out he had a girlfriend. And he lied and said it was his sister. Come on now. Like, I told her. House? I cleaned up this man's house, found her stuff, looked her up on Facebook. And I said, who is this? And he still proceeded to lie. I said, that's my sister. Y'all don't even have the same last name. That's not your sister.
He ended up marrying the girl, y'all.
He ended up marrying her. But
yeah, like girl, I said, y'all, I'll just leave it at that. If you hang around certain type of people, even it don't even matter. Like, if not even the cheating part, if you hang around broke niggas, that nigga probably a broke nigga. If he hang around just people that do dumb shit, he probably do dumb shit. If he hang around druggies and people that do pills and shit, he probably doing pills and shit. So birds of a feather flock together. That's the biggest red flag. You see some qualities in his friends or her friends that you don't like, she probably doing that shit too. Or he's probably doing that shit too. So.
I feel like the biggest red flag for me is that I've ignored. I don't.
You just be watching the red flags, huh? I mean, you be doing the red flags.
I think, yeah. Like, okay, wait. Let me see. So, I feel like a nigga who just always, like, just into his phone. Like, you're always into your phone, but I don't have your password. Which, granted, I don't need your password, but if you're so secretive about it, like, it's like, your password is alphabets and numbers and fucking cut. Like, that's too much. Like,
it's why getting too loud.
That ain't like, got three passwords on this.
Like, why is your password 18 characters long? Like, that is a red flag because what the fuck are you hiding? Like, alphabets is crazy. Mm-hmm. Numbers is cool, but it's like, alphabets is crazy. Mm-hmm. That's a red flag for sure. I don't want to go through your phone, but it's just like, if you're that into your phone, then you're cheating, like, flat out. Like,
yeah. What about you, Dre?
Me personally, I spot him before we even get together.
So oh like, my God, this nigga.
No, for real. Like,
is it something that you've ever ignored though?
Ignored? Like, yeah. Nah. Cause like, once I see it, it's like, nah, I can't even take you serious. That's just me. None of us are perfect. Like, we all, you know what I'm saying, got our flaws and shit. Yeah. But it's like, nah, this bitch is crazy. I can't even do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see that shit. Damn, what you trying to say?
Like, no, I'm just playing. All right. What's a mistake that you're grateful for and why?
Okay. I moved to Atlanta with my ex. And I was actually grateful for it because Atlanta became my life. Like, became my second home. So, yeah. Like, the thing about it is I moved to Atlanta. This nigga put me in a hole, like a big hole, because I had to pay to move out of that place. He told me he was going to pay me. Never fucking paid. Never paid nothing. So I ended up having to pay. I sold all his shit, though. So I ended up getting my money back. And I got a new nigga who ended up paying for all that shit. But ended up moving back to Detroit for like a couple months. I was like, I can't do this. And that, it just, I don't know. It's just, it became, I ended up staying there for 3 years after that. So I ended up going to grad school. I ended up meeting people that I never thought I would meet, that I love to this day. So I was kind of, I was happy about that. And then I ended up getting my job at where I work at now. So yes, very grateful for that. What about you?
A mistake that I'm grateful for. I don't know, to be honest.
Bitches be like, I don't make mistakes.
No, I've made a ton of mistakes. I've made some stupid ass mistakes. Am I grateful for them? Probably not. Like, I'm not really grateful for a lot of shit that I've done before in the past. Like, I don't know. Like, I've done a lot of stupid ass shit. That's just like, all right, Aisha, you probably shouldn't have did that stupid shit. And I kind of feel bad about the mistakes that I've made in the past. Like, I kind of used to, like, down myself a lot. Like, think about it, like, damn, if you wouldn't have did this, you would have been up this. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't know.
It's a part of learning, though.
Yeah.
If you don't make those mistakes, you don't, then you don't learn.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, yeah. You learn from it. But, like, I don't think I'm grateful for anything, all the mistakes that I've made, though. Like, I mean, I don't know, I guess, but... Yeah, I'm not really grateful for anything. Like, that shit just... It be pissing me off sometimes, like, thinking about shit like that. Even though it's a lessons learned, it's just like, I just be pissed.
Well, like, what about, like, a relationship? Like, you don't think, like, any of your relationships is, like, a mistake, but you learn, like how you want to be loved, and you know what I'm saying? Like...
I wouldn't say any of my relationships were a mistake, but I did make the mistake of fucking with an older man before, and... I probably shouldn't have did that shit into my enabling ass friends. But it's just, the nigga was like really trying to mold me and like, what is it called? Like
groom you?
Groom me into something else, like into something that he wanted me to be. And it was just like, it was a like, girl, you shouldn't have been fucking with this nigga. Like, come on now. This nigga just got divorced. Nigga went divorced, separated. And you know, it's just like, what the fuck was you doing, Asian? Like, come on now. Like, you better than that. So, I guess that's a mistake. I'm not really grateful for that. Because, like, girl, what the fuck was you doing like, fucking with this older ass man?
You would know, like, now. Like,
yeah, now
you
know, I know.
Like, certain signs of, like, what you going to deal with or what you not going to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the relationships I've been in, because I've been in a lot, I just be, like, grateful for them because I'd be like, you know what? I'm not putting up with this shit no more. Like, when I see certain things, I already know. Like,
you know what?
I'm not doing this
okay,
shit no more.
So this is a mistake I'm grateful for. I'm not really grateful for it, but, like, I learned my lesson. Not this last relationship, but my last relationship, obviously I had got cheated on. So after that happened, you know, we kind of broke up, but then we got back together. Then we started cheating on each other, like, why? I don't know.
That is crazy.
That's just, it was very
like, get
toxic.
Get back a motherfucker.
It was very toxic.
Bro, what the fuck?
It was very toxic. So we started cheating on each other, right? And it was to the point like, bro, what the fuck disappointed is? So I was like, all right, why the fuck aren't we about to get married? Like, I don't understand. We've been together so long. Like, what the fuck is next? And he was just like, no, I ain't ready for all that. Nah, nah, nah. And I was just like, all right, well, I'm about to cheat some old. Because obviously you don't want to get married. But it was a reason why the nigga ain't want to get married. We're cheating on each other. So I think the mistake I made was staying with him and, like, just being petty like that. Like, yeah. Why would you even put yourself through that stress? You know what I mean? And knowing you wanted more than that, instead of, like, trying to talk to the nigga and say, hey, why are we cheating on each other? You know, or why didn't you just leave a man alone and go get with a man that really love you and want to marry you? Like,
right.
That's just, why would you do that? Like, that was just, I don't know. I learned a lot from that. Like, I would never, like, people always say, oh, I'm going to just cheat back. I'm not doing
our
that no more.
I feel like our first relationship was crazy. Like, we literally, me and Asia was with these guys for a long time. I did the same thing. Remember with my first, we was cheating, like, girl, it was crazy. It was crazy. We was in the dorms.
Like I said.
It's crazy.
I probably shouldn't have did that. I probably should have just left the nigga alone and called it a day. But I was just so comfortable and used to the nigga. It was like, okay, this is what I want. But like, I don't know. Yeah, if you cheating on somebody, or if you feel like you want to cheat on somebody, or you feel like you have to cheat on somebody, just break up with them, y'all. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth the time. It ain't worth the stress on both parties. Period.
Okay, so this question is wild.
Oh shit. Okay.
Would you rather post a nude accidentally or post screenshots from a group chat? Not a group chat.
The group chat.
The group chat.
Nudes. What kind of nudes we talking here? Like, we talking like bright panties? Are we getting like videos or like
spicy?
Sometimes we be talking shit in the group.
That's crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. Do you remember when we went to Mexico?
Yeah.
My fucking
nudes. You might as well just tell the story real quick.
Okay, so we went to Mexico. It was like our second day.
Yeah.
And shit like this happens to me, like, and it's so fucking crazy. People wouldn't believe it, but we went to Mexico. It was our second day. I'm drunk. I ended up going to sleep in the club. When we on the bus, I noticed, like, I don't have my phone. I think actually my whole purse was my... No
it
whole,
was just your phone.
No, my whole purse was empty. Yeah, my whole purse was
they
empty.
They robbed her, y'all, in Mexico.
So, I think you got a video, or was it Erica? One of them got a video of the man just taking stuff out of my fucking... Like, I'm just asleep. Like... So he took my phone. How the fuck he got in it, I don't know. But my password was very easy. It was love. But he ended up posting my nudes all over social media.
And sending it to her parents.
He sent it to my parents. He sent it to my grandparents. Like, God rest my granddaddy's soul. But he sent it to my granddad and said, ooh la la, I'm so drunk. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, press the button. Man. Girl. Girl, what the fuck? Damn, girl, what the fuck? Like, so I guess that already happened to you.
So, fuck it. And then I was with this guy one day, and he was like, I'm not going to lie, I got your nudes or something. I said, what the fuck? That is weird as fuck. He got it from them posting my nudes on Instagram.
Like, it was so crazy because people was calling me like, "Do you go on some on Instagram right now? Go on some on Instagram." It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We was behind. We in Mexico. They like, go on her Instagram. So I'm like, all right.
I'm like,
oh shit. So I'm telling everybody, report the page right now. I'm texting everybody, report the page. We got to delete it, thankfully, like after a couple hours. But like, people still saw it. And we was trying to, like, get the man to bring the phone back. We was trying to give him some money. The nigga was just on some bullshit.
We ended up going to the police station.
The Mexican police wasn't trying to help.
They didn't give a fuck.
First, they not about to help.
They talk about a kid. The fuck, like.
He was like, who cares?
And no, I bled.
And the thing about it is that I had a boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And I sent them nudes to my boyfriend. So it wasn't even in my phone. It was in me and my boyfriend messages. So that whoever that guy is, you're a fucking perv. And you should really go to hell.
Special spot down there.
Might have been a bounty on your head. I don't know.
He robbed her and took the
somebody, and took somebody my put, fucking phone. I literally wanted to kill myself. I'm not gonna lie. Like, because I wasn't even out there like that. I'm like, I only shared this with my boyfriend. My boyfriend literally took my virginity and everything. Like, I was not, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like I was a hoe or anything. Like, I'm just, these was for my man.
So y'all, if you in Mexico.
Zip your
purse up. Make sure one person is kind of sober, because we was all fucked up that night.
We was all fucked up, and then we looked at the pictures. That's the whole thing. I'm in this bitch like
in the club, sleep. I'm in there like this, just turned on top of the couch.
But like, I can't say that was the best spring break trip ever.
Yeah, it was. That was probably one of the funnest trips.
It was.
Okay. Last question. If you could achieve any goal this year, what would it be?
I'm not going to lie. I'm, like, trying to work real, real hard on getting another promotion. So I got a promotion last year in July. It was cool, but, like, the big, big promotion is, like, it's called, like, a level 6. So, that's what I'm trying to achieve. It's like the managers over all the managers. So
okay, period.
That's something I really, 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 really am trying to achieve.
One thing I'm trying to achieve, I'm trying to make a really big girl purchase halfway through the year. I ain't gonna say what it is until it happens.
Car.
I already bought my car. I'm trying to make a big girl purchase. I'm not going to tell y'all yet because I don't want everybody to fucking know, just my close friends. And then I also want this to pop. This is like my, one of my number one things, like to focus on this year. Like, just want this to pop so bad. Like, I want it so bad. And it ain't got to be like crazy levels, but I want us to have a certain amount of subscribers by the end of the year. And I want us to get our views up. And I want people to know who the fuck we are.
How many subscribers so we can achieve it?
We almost halfway. We about to have 200 in a minute. I just gained like 40 subscribers this week alone off of this new strategy I got. So y'all just make sure that you share this with a friend who will share this with a friend who will share this with a friend who will share this with a friend, and tap in with us, y'all. We got so much in store for you, for real. And really, that's the end of the episode because we out of time. And
if y'all want to be ready on here though, we're always looking for new people to interview.
We're just kicking with us. We even got to like interview you. We just talking.
Yep. Promote your business. All of that. All of that good stuff.
Anything. Like, you just want to come out here. I will link it down below. If you are in the Metro Detroit area, or if you want to fly out here to be on our show, let us know and we'll set it up.
So where can they find you at?
You guys can find me at Asia Snow on all platforms.
You can find me at Simone Rochelle. Just on Instagram.
And make sure that you guys like, comment, and subscribe to us on literally everything. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all of that jazz. And make sure that you follow us on all social media at girlwtf.podcast. Thank you guys for listening and watching. And zip up your purse in Mexico.
And do not ignore the red flags in a relationship.